That's all the shit we don't want finally out of the house. Are you ready to open up shop?
Definitely. Do you think anyone will stop by our lemonade stand, bros?
Nope.
We need to do something to convince people to come to our yard sale instead of the one across the street. On second thought, first I want you to take some money across the street and buy something from that nice lady over there.
Why?
She's been looking over at us all day. I think she noticed that our yard sale is so much bigger than hers, and now she's too embarrassed to say anything.
You can leave it to us, Mama. It's our mission to bring smiles and joy to everyone.
Hey, you're the kids of that bitch who decided to have yard sale on the same day as me. Man, have you kissed your brother on the lips today?
No, why the fuck would I do that?
No reason. I'm sorry, I don't have much merchandise. My husband is bedridden with cancer and about to die. But every little bit helps.
Hey, useless cow, did you finish scamming them for money yet? We still haven't paid off the pay-per-view channels for our Roku TV.
Honey, get back inside.
How long is this going to take? You told me to pretend that I have cancer. Now all my friends think I'm weak. I'm tired of watching reruns of Deal or No Deal.
Why don't you ever listen to a thing I say?
Bitch, look at you. You look like Manic the Hedgehog. Sonic Underground is fucking dead. Come on, band. Let's go. Where are you going?
We're going home. There is no business to be done here.
No, you're not. You're going to buy my wife's shit.
Daniel, please just go inside.
What did you call me? You know I legally changed my name to Sonic.
Sonic, just go inside.
No, everyone else calls me Sonic. You call me bro.
Bro, go inside.
One more mistake like that and you got yourself a one-way ticket. Out of the Manic X Sonic fan club. I'm going inside to wait for you to come suck my fat nuts.
Phew.
Savory sausage and gravy, what is my bitch doing holding a yard sale on a Saturday morning? He should be spending the day inside having fun. I, the richest man alive, better go make him stop, before someone makes fun of him for looking poor.
Hey Sonic, look, it's your boyfriend Bartleby Montclair of Dresden. Maybe he wants to buy some lemonade.
Babe, wait, it's not what it looks like.
You bitch, ever since we started dating, you told me you were among the top 8 of the most richest people on earth. And that you don't travel anywhere with anything less than $12,000. I would like you to empty your pockets, and place your belongings on the table. Let's go, bitch, quit stalling. If you are not lying, you should be eager for the chance to prove it.
There, 2 cents and a stick of double gum. Are you happy?
No, bitch, I am not happy. But I am relieved that you came clean. It takes a big man with a big tissue to admit when they're poor. Now then, the fuck ever.
Don't spank me.
Now listen, sugar balls.
Please, Bartleby, don't do it. I already apologized.
No, you have been a very naughty boy today. Naughty boys need a smack on the hiney.
I don't want it.
Show me that dirty unwiped asshole, or I shall fetch a wooden spoon, and use it upon you until you obey. You are getting a spanking and that's final, okay? Use your words, lad boy.
I understand.
Thank you, Sonic. You did a terribly naughty thing today, but you already knew that.
I'm sorry, everyone.
Yes, I'm sure you're sorry now that you're here in front of us. About to have your ass smacked. Take it away, Mr. Montclair. I have grown tired of waiting.
Damn, I'm hungry. I could sure go for a McCake right about now. Hey, I'm at the computer. I'll just see if there's an easy recipe online. Oh hell yeah, that's what daddy wants. After I created my chocolate mug cake recipe, I realized that nothing beats a cake you can't prep in 1 minute. Obviously, Karen, that's why I'm here. Oh man, that picture looks so good, will mine be like that? It better not have those rainbow sprinkles, I'm no prissy little bitch. Vanilla mug cake. Some people may think I'm exaggerating when I say that mug cakes change my life. Oh, not this again. No one needs to hear your life story, bitch. What the hell is this? A healthy mug cake. If I was on a diet, would I even be looking up cakes at all? Oh my god, that mug cake. That's the same one as before. Wait, this one has a spoon in it, actually. Hold the fuck up. You son of a bitch.
Knuckles, my grandson, it is going on 12. So I am going to leave this homemade pineapple upside down cake outside your bedroom door. When you find yourself hungry, please eat it and tell me how it tastes. Please give me the social interaction in which you have denied me for days.
Fuck off, old man. Your food tastes like butt crack. Why don't you fetch me some actual good food, like spicy chicken fries from BK?
Look, big bro, it's a superhero. He's come to save us from our abusive household.
Hey, you old fart, did you notice that you just passed wind in my little sister's face? Did you notice that I don't give a fuck? Perhaps your sister wanted to take a great big whiff of the great sage of the echidna smelly gas. Have you ever thought of that? No. Well, what are you going to do about it? I am going to stand here and judge you very, very harshly. The pleasure is mine, elderly friend. May I ask, what sort of wares are you selling? Preferably something to earn the love and admiration of a rebellious echidna boy. Please help rekindle the relationship of a kind old man and his great-grandson.
Why don't you ask them?
You mean the one and only Big Booty Sonic? Oh, you hedgehogs, you don't know how much this means to me.
Okay?
I mean it, your boy is over there with no adults in sight. You did more for me than you could even believe. Thank you for this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
I don't know what kind of shit you're planning here, but you better cut it out real fast. Or else I'll put you guys back on a floating island against your will again.
But I don't want to sell my collection of Twilight dolls.
Believe me, retarded sister, the blue blur hears your plea. I also do not fancy much having to pawn off my Jacob Black doll. But we have to make ends meet if we are going to continue funding our dear brother Manic's anger management studies.
Hey Sonic, is your boyfriend Bartleby close by to protect you?
Not right now, no. Why?
Lo kalena, a frigin saucer just landed in my artisan craft stab, it all be up a play all be missed.
Local, a yard sale. I better find some pretty cool shit and then get out of here before I am studded by life forms. Rodney, look, alien food.
It's not alien food. They're arts and craft beans. And why the hell do they appear to be eight fucking whole dollars? What kind of store do they think they're running here?
Keep your eyes peeled, Rodnik! They could be expensive crafts, like ones that you can find for $389 at the Hobby Lobby!
Perhaps. What do you think, our Earthling slave?
Is that supposed to be a friendship bracelet? It's not even measured correctly. It's like 20 inches around.
Only 20 inches? That's so tight it won't even fit around my chunky balls! Put that shit back, Rodnik! I'm just going to buy those fuzzy-looking red socks to wear on my smelly green feet. These socks were definitely worn on the soles of the Mobian Prince, Sonic the Hedgehog, a fine addition to my collection. Fellow Mobian Elder, I demand to purchase your nephew's pair of flea stockings.
Tatuich velos doyars?
Do you have chain for Mobian diamonds in excellent condition?
Yes, Ripal. We only accept American currency around this part.
You can't do this to me. I was once the greatest crime lord on the planet Mobius. I spent the majority of my life doing illegal mining operations to harvest fees.
Yo sold a beto tabutat before coming to a yard sale in America retard.
Come on, Bobby, let's just go. This old man ain't worth our time.
No, Rodnik, I'm done. I'm tired of people not giving me free shit when I ask them to.
Bobby, you can't. Don't listen to those demons of the foulest darkness, Bobby. Taking your life is never the answer.
Yes, there is still so much to live for.
Thank you, Rodnik. I am so glad I have you as a best friend. Let's fly over to Quick Trip and get a slushie with a chili dog.
There you see. I told you ain't no one gives no damn about your friendship bracelet.
Yo, Manix uncle, have you seen my great granddad anywhere? He was supposed to bring back Burger King chicken fries. But I think he got scared and ran away again.
Ya just stopped me. We don't have a lo o caro un. Yo meet run into him.
Charles, make sure he doesn't steal anything while he's here.
No way. Is this Manix PS2? Why on earth would he be giving this away?
Knuckles, my favorite no good son of a bitch. I take it you came to check out our garage sale with your gramps.
But, hey Manic, didn't expect to see you here.
You dumbass. This is my house. Why is that my PS2? Shit, I told Mama not to bring it out here. Thanks for watching out for me, Nux, you're a real one.
Actually, it's mine?
You are a phony and a deceiver. I've been to your house every day this summer. You don't even own a PlayStation.
Well, now I'm embarrassed. Here I wanted to surprise a friend on a sunny afternoon. To play the hit game Bakugan Battle Brawlers for the PlayStation 2. But apparently I can't even do that.
Oh my, are we talking about Bakugan over here? I just love Bakugan almost as much as Taco Bell, Cinnabon Delights, because they too are shaped like balls.
Give me back my shit, Knuckles. I would hate to throw down with your ass in front of my girlfriend.
Just old things. Oh, Knuckles, I thought, so much better of you. Everyone knows stealing is wrong. How do you think I would feel if someone stole the clothes right off my back?
Maybe leave it to the professionals so you don't get caught like a bitch.
Help!
Sonia, what is the matter?
It's Ather. He used his magic to trap us in a bubble. He's being very sexually aggressive right now. But only towards Sonic. He's just ignoring me. As if I'm ugly, or something.
Yeah, that happens a lot.
Everyone back the fuck up. I'll get through that barrier if it's the last thing I do.
No, that sexy hunk may be your grandfather. But it's my best friend who's trapped in there. And she needs my help. It is time for this love to prove her worth.
How did you manage to shatter my barrier? One would need the force of at least 10 nuclear bombs to make so much as a dent.
Rumors don't do me justice, old man. I'm all charged up on Starbucks pink drink, and I'm ready to go.
You'll never be able to defeat me one-on-one, slouty girl. These spells were specifically designed to be used against whores.
What the fuck? Goodness gracious. unless my eyes deceive me. That was a magic look from the ancient sage of the Ancients. I'll have to intervene after I'm done being. Here we are. Good thing I often carry around the legendary golden boot of Dresden. Its power is enormous, but sometimes people need that foot up the axe.
She stopped my momentum with her massive titties, so that I would be unable to dodge. Is this the power of cosmetic procedures?
You did it, Mindy. You saved me.
Of course, girlfriend.
I think someone earned themselves a hug.
Well, bring it in home, girl. Just don't hug too tight, so you don't pop my boobs.
Why do you always have to embarrass me, Granddad? Did you seriously have to try and rape Sonic for the 14th time this weekend? Now he might not even invite us over for whipped cream and pumpkin pie anymore.
What? I didn't try to rape anybody. Then what was that about you going all in for my bro's cheeks?
Sonic, my boy, you're making me look like a fucking asshole. Please turn around and take responsibility for your actions.
Are those barbecue Fritos? My favorite.
As you can plainly see now, I was never going to harm the poor lad. The truth is, I stopped by the gas station to buy a bag of chips to surprise my cute red great-grandson, but as luck may have it, Sonic sat upon them with his ginormous ass, and they were trapped in those fucking cheeks. When I informed him of the situation, he called me gay.
Bitch, is this true? Did you steal his corn chips after I went pee?
I only wanted yummy chips. He's the one acting like a baby.
Hey, son, ex-mom, how much is his Twilight doll collection?
35 cents.
Then I'll buy it, so that he can't have it. In fact, I'll go the mile, and buy everything here for $3.
Empty hearts and neon lights, they're playing with my mind. Gotta get out of here tonight. Oh, I wanna run off and fly. And I'll tell myself it's fine to be alone, just to find somewhere that finally feels like home. Oh, oh, oh. I hate all this old
wasting time. Yeah, I wanna run off and fly.